The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And a cheerful greeting to each and every listener of the broadcast. It is a real privilege to be coming your way once again with the gospel. After all, the gospel contains the good news of salvation, and we have some good news for you. Do you remember that little phrase which occurs in the Bible so often, which says, and it came to pass? Down through the ages, the prophecies have foretold events which were yet to come. And God, in his unerring manner, at the proper time, and the proper places, have brought them forth for all the world to behold. And it came to pass. So that is surely so when we're dealing with God's prophecies. While I was preparing this message and expressing my thoughts along this line, my daughter Kathleen came up with a question. Would you like to have a new word for your vocabulary? Then she told me that the word was serendipity. Well, I was set back just a little because serendipity didn't mean too much to me. Then she went on to explain and even found proof in the dictionary that serendipity means the gift of finding valuable or agreeable things not sought for. Friends, isn't it true that a sinner man who's burdened down with his guilt is seeking for release, but once he finds it, quite soon he realizes that a complete new world of God's promises and fulfillment have opened up to him to which he had been blinded previously? Is this not the greatest serendipity of all? Now, there you have our new word for this time. But back to the fulfillment of God's promises. In Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 are these words. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The margin in Isaiah says here, 735 years before Christ. That's rather a lengthy vision for Isaiah to foretell, isn't it? But in the first chapter of Matthew is the account of the birth of Christ, and the 22nd and 23rd verses record it this way. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God's time of fulfillment is not always hundreds of years away. It depends upon what he's talking about. In the fourth chapter of Daniel, an account is given how Nebuchadnezzar had become lifted up and was exalted in his imagination. God pronounced judgment against him. And the 33rd verse gives this account. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Now, friends, did you know it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God? When Christ was healing those who were sick and those possessed with devils, Matthew 8:17 gives this explanation, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So, you see, Isaiah had foretold this already in chapter 53. But now, to the crucifixion. In Psalm 69:21, we find these words. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Would you like to know of whom this is speaking? Then let me show you the fulfillment in Matthew 27, beginning with verse 34. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Would you say that it was just a chance for the soldiers to cast lots for his garments? I would say that it was more than this. It was a fulfillment of the prophecies given under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, did you know this? That it was during the Passover season when Christ was crucified. The Passover was a symbol of the deliverance of God's people from Egypt. Here's the way the original Passover was observed. In Exodus 12 and verse 46, In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. Now, notice that little phrase right there. And for the fulfillment, listen to this, from John 19 and beginning with verse 32. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, A bone of him shall not be broken. But perhaps the greatest serendipity of all took place on that morning of the resurrection. The women came to the tomb, but he was not there. Instead, they were greeted by the angels, which told of his resurrection. Their sorrow was turned to joy and amazement. And upon numerous occasions, Jesus himself appeared unto different ones. John sums it up this way. In chapter 20 and verse 30, verses 30 and 31, And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Friends, I'm glad for the resurrection, aren't you? Listen to this poem. I know that my Redeemer lives and has prepared a place for me, and crowns of victory he gives to those who would his children be. I am trusting Jesus Christ for all. I know his blood now speaks for me. I'm listening for the welcome call to say, The Master waiteth thee. I'm now enraptured at the thought. I stand and wonder at his love, that he from heaven to earth was brought to die, that I might live above. I know that Jesus soon will come. I know the time will not be long till I shall reach my heavenly home to sing with joy the heavenly song. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we're glad for the fulfillment of thy promises and the resurrection of our Lord from the tomb. This gives us hope that we too shall share in the resurrection. bless each listener of the broadcast with a special blessing, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a song, Salvation Has Been Brought Down. The singers are Robert and Mildred Sherman, Robert Mays, Willie Weldon, and Lucille Francisco.
Jesus gave his life a ransom down on Calvary. On the Calvary, through Calvary, paved the way by blood that we might wear a shining crown. And in mercy, holy name, salvation has been brought down. Oh, glory, praise the Lord, bless the Lord, salvation has been brought down.
Well, thank the Lord. I'm glad that salvation has been brought down. Aren't you, friends? That's what I call bringing something down in reach of us. We're certainly glad for salvation. We're glad for what it does for us and that it makes us a child of God. We're also glad for the resurrection and the hope that we have in Christ. It's a pleasure to bring you this short message. We hope that each of you will be with us again next week at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail. If we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. And now until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.